This is Al Simpson. President Clinton is apparently trying to change the office of drug czar into the office of drug wimp. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, as Ronald Reagan used to say, there he goes again. All during the long campaign, candidate Clinton swore on his pledge to fight drug abuse and raise the office of drug czar to a lofty cabinet-level post. But his recent proposal to cut that office of staff from 146 to 25 proves once again that his deeds and his words continue to shoot off in opposite directions. Ted, our very respected new drug czar, Lee Brown, has publicly criticized these cuts and tells us that 25 staff members is simply not adequate to carry out the mandate of his office. When you add those cuts to President Clinton's additional $231 million cuts in drugs treatment money, $131 million cuts in drug-free school zones, another $100 million chop in inner-city drug programs, people won't be guessing anymore whether or not the president really did inhale. They'll know for sure.
Al, what have you been smoking? Imagine a Republican senator opposing spending cuts. You may have got your marching orders wrong today, Al, but you certainly got your priorities right. Still, your facts were a little off on the funds for drug treatment and education. The president didn't make those cuts. The House of Representatives did. I'm working with the Clinton administration to restore them. We're glad to have your help, Al, because they're an essential part of the war on drugs. On the staff reduction in the drug czar's office, you're off base too, Al. In the Bush administration, over 40% of the 109 employees were political appointees, the highest percentage in any federal agency. So when President Clinton fulfilled his campaign promise to streamline the executive branch, he started in the right place. He didn't cut anti-drug professionals. He weeded out the deadwood, Al, and laid the groundwork for a stronger war on drugs. Al Simpson and I want our listeners to suggest topics for Face Off. Just contact this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.